Good morning. We have just heard several inspired speakers from young Nathan to Virginia open their hearts, share with us from their unique vantage points the places where they are today in their Christian walk. I would venture to guess that as we heard them, they reminded us of our own spiritual journey. For while we do not all encounter God in the same way, I can confidently say that we all experience the same extravagant love, the same amazing grace, whether we met God early or later in life. In my case, Nathan and Willow reminded me of when I first heard of the love of God and those Bible stories that captured my young imagination. Rayanne and EJ reminded me of the excitement of belonging to a youth group, the joy of serving others, and the idealism, the passion that carried me through my young adulthood life. Virginia and Naomi remind me of how faith is central in the family. And they remind me of the abiding presence that to this day inspires and guides my comings and my goings. The common thread that weaves all these memories together, we know, is that steadfast love of God. But there is that one added factor that runs through all this. It is this church. This church where we gather together to meet God. This church where actually God meets us all. It inspires me. It inspires me with the inspiration that nurtures the faith of a young Nathan or a Willow, or that ignites the passion and idealism of a Rayanne or an EJ to find their voice, or the love and concern of Noemi, of Virginia, of all of us, to our families, to our children, our grandchildren. It inspires me with that simple yet powerful truth that God meets us here in this church through you, through its ministries, through everything that we experience here, so that we can be inspired. And inspiration that I finally pray will flood our souls with the cheerfulness that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians when he said, each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not out of compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So may we give and continually do so. And to that loving God alone be all glory now and forever. Amen.